Paul Sackett's Good News Planet. I'm speaking here with Carl Mildy. Hi, Carl. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Paul.
You know, Carl, I know for a while, a long time, actually. He's on our board of our Milestone Broadcast Corporation. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
For doing that. Carl's an intellectual property lawyer and, amongst other things, right, in the world of law.
Yeah, I'm an inventor and I write books, too. Yeah.
And so the books part is what we're going to talk about right now. Mm-hmm. I've interviewed you before, previously, and has a very detailed mind and a very interesting writing style, mm-hmm. and I've enjoyed your work. Tell us something about, first of all, you have a website. What's that called?
It's Mildy.com. I grabbed my last name, Mildy, very early, so it was available.
And did you trademark that?
No. I do have a sort of an interesting handle. Sometimes I write under Lark Edlam, which is Carl Mildy spelled backwards.
This guy now, this is the man to work with if you have any legal concerns, because who else could think of something like that? All righty. So, Carl, tell us your latest, greatest.
Okay. I've just finished a book called Women Rising, and it's about a woman, Courtney, who is a feminist. She writes a magazine, founded and publishes a magazine called Women Rising. And it's about all the bad things that men do. And they push their way into women's lives. They're aggressive. They commit most of the crimes in the world. And they also rape women from time to time, which is not a good thing. And so she is out to tell the world about these horrible things that men do. She gets a call from one of her writers, a young writer who writes occasionally. She's really kind of on her way up. Her name is Ronnie. And Ronnie says, I'm having trouble with my boyfriend. Why? Because he doesn't come on to me anymore. What's happened is that her boyfriend is part of a trial or a beta test for a field trial for a new weapon, a biological weapon that makes men, well, you put it in the water and it makes men passive. It makes them more like women. And the idea of this is a top secret in the military that they developed this. The idea is to put it in the water in the battlefield so that the enemy drinks their water and then they lose interest in fighting so our guys can win the battle. So Courtney finds out about this. She's ready to publish everything. Of course, the military doesn't want her to, and that's the story.
So, you know, being the peace, Nick, imagine peace. I think, can we get bottle this water and put it out there in the market, get a patent on it, and whatever we need, and get everybody calmed down? What do you think?
I think it would work. It would be a wonderful thing in the prisons. It'll calm the prisoners down. They won't fight against each other. It would help men who have anger management problems. But the stuff doesn't exist. It's just a fictitious
thing. So listen, everybody out there, this has been thought of now. Someone once told me if someone could think of something, then somebody could create it, mm-hmm. okay? So let's try to think, everybody out there. You can do this thinking when you're reading Carl's book.
Women Rising, it's called.
All righty. Anything else on the agenda?
Well, I'm writing a sequel. What happens when...
Men Rising.
Yes. Actually, Women Rule.
Oh, boy.
The women thing is...
Didn't they do okay with the first one? But okay.
Yeah.
Now they're ruling. All right.
So okay the idea of the second book is that the Russians try to steal this biological weapon. And on their way to Russia in a submarine with all capturing the inventor of it and his laboratory... the submarine is captured by the Israelis, who want to use it against the Palestinians, who are constantly lobbing missiles over at them. And on it goes. So there's always room for more stories.
All righty. Where can people get your books? I mean,
Amazon.com is the easiest way. There you can go to pretty much any bookstore, but Hulu.com, it's they're available.
Now, what do we have in front of us here right now?
These are the first three that I wrote. They're all thriller novels. The first is The Commuter Train.
Right, okay, good, thank you.
It's about two guys that hijack a train to New York City, the commuter train to New York City. And they want to take that train to Washington, D.C., for reasons you'll find out if you read the book. The thing is, you can't easily get to Washington, D.C. on a commuter train that ends up in Grand Central. But there's actually a way, and the hijackers find the way.
Wow, that's interesting. That's very interesting.
The second book is called The Airplane. On the cover is a picture of West Point. What most people don't know is there's a railroad track that runs right underneath West Point. It goes in a tunnel and comes out on the other side of West Point. A couple of Russians have an atomic bomb. They put it on a car, put the car on the track, and run the track underneath West Point. So that's that story. Okay. How do you stop the Russians? The third is called...
You need to give them the drink.
Yeah, right.
You gotta stop everybody.
You're right.
Let's come up with that drink.
Or talk to Donald Trump. He might be able to do something about it. The third book is called The Road Ranger. It's an updated Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger rides a horse called Silver. He has a sidekick called Tonto, who rides a horse called, what is this horse called?
Tonto's horse?
Tonto's horse, yes. I forget it. I forget what it is, but since I wrote this book 2 years ago, it's updated. This Road Ranger rides a silver motorcycle, an Indian motorcycle, and his sidekick is called Toronto. He comes from Toronto, and he rides an Indian motorcycle too, which is a multicolored, it's a paint. It's the Tonto's horse is a paint, and I forget the horse's name, but...
Who knows the horse's name?
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, that story is about a guy who has a company that's making billions of dollars, a very wealthy guy, kind of like Batman. He is incognito. He doesn't wear a mask, but nobody knows who he is. So he has his company, and he goes around the country helping people. It's basically the Lone Ranger updated.
Yeah, all right. So this Carl's working it. Very succinctly stated his concepts for these books. Very well done. What's good news for you, Carl?
Good news. Well, I have a lovely wife and a son who I are the center of my life. And my wife keeps the home fires burning. My son teaches seventh grade in Brookfield, New York, Brookfield, Connecticut.
Wow.
So he lives at home. He's got a girlfriend. He may not stay at home much longer, but we'll see.
All right. Last question, which I've asked thousands of people, and we're so involved with this International Day of Peace,
yes.
September 21st. And so I'd like to ask you, what does peace mean to you?
Oh, boy. I once thought that we could have peace, but I'm getting a little discouraged because there's always disputes among people. And what we need, I guess, is people that will resolve disputes. And I'm a member of the Rotary organization. That's Rotary International. And each Rotarian belongs to a club. Well, Rotary International does certain things, like eradicating polio, which they're very close to completing now. One of the things they do is educate scholars to be peace scholars, to go through an intensive training of 1 or 2 years, and then at a university get a degree in peace and dispute resolution. And then the idea is that they go out amongst the people in the world, and they actually practice what they have learned. So far there's about 50 of those scholars. There's more every year. Hopefully that can have an effect on world peace.
Hi, Carl. Actually, I'll add something here. Because the Rotary International, which I know for many, many, many years, I knew Sylvan Barnett, who was the president of the organization, was a great man and is still in different ways.
Yes.
And so at our Peace Day event in Times Square, the Rotary International was part of it.
So
it's all good news, and we're asking you to be part of the International Day of Peace, September 21st. So, CarlMildy.com?
Yes. No, just Mildy.com.
Just Mildy.com?
Yes.
Wow, keep it short.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
You're a good man.
Yeah.